Even though Kathleen Driscoll has to sit all day in a gazebo beside a roaring fire, she says she has no trouble resisting the bowl of handmade chocolates before her.
I don't like chocolate. I'm not a chocolate fiend. If it was birthday cake, I'd eat it.
Despite that, as executive director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce, Driscoll has been running the Jingle Bell Chocolate Tour almost since its inception in 2004.
It started about 11 years ago, and they only had one sleigh, and they couldn't even fill that sleigh. The next year, the second year, they had to cancel it because it was a blizzard.
But the Jingle Bell Chocolate Tour soon found its chocolate footing, and now, Driscoll says, they serve more than 1,000 riders every winter.
How are you?
A Jingle Bell Chocolate Tour.
1, 2, 3, 4 of you. We've got you going in the first sleigh. These are your jingle bells.
Oh, cool.
And also bags to put in any chocolate that you don't eat. When you make a stop, you need to ring your jingle bells or you won't get any other chocolate. You're going to get your first chocolates here. Each person gets one of these, which is called a Needham. It's actually coconut with a little bit of mashed potatoes rolled together and dipped in chocolate.
By the end of the hour-long tour, Driscoll explains, everyone should have 11 chocolates, each homemade from the inns and bakeries along the route.
Even Flossie's, which is not a chef, but she does one of the best chocolates around. She makes them all herself. One year she had to go for tennis elbow because she rolled so many of them.
That would be chocolate elbow.
Yes. Chocolate elbow, correct.
Three Austrian sleighs pull up outside the gazebo. I climb up and sit beside the sleigh driver, 19-year-old Scott Huntington from Lancaster.
My name is Scott. The horses' names are Rock and Roy. They're brothers. They're both 9 years old. We're going to take you for a little chocolate tour and go around the town of Jackson.
We stop at the inn at Jackson and collect marshmallow reindeer, then chocolate bark at Backcountry Bakery, and then we run into a little trouble at Flossie's.
I don't know if I should hand out chocolates. Nobody's ringing a bell, just slouching around. How are we all doing?
Thank you.
Good.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day. It's an Oreo cookie truffle.
Wonderful.
My wife was up to like 1 o'clock this morning dipping them. So.
Chocolate elbow, I think.
Did you get one?
But I don't say anything.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Back in the gazebo, Driscoll hands out jingle bells and Needham chocolates to the next group of riders.
In all the years I've been doing this, I've only had one complaint, and that was that they wanted more chocolate.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.